Hello, everybody, and welcome to this week's issue of Branching Out. My name is David Lopez, and I have a very special group joining me today. This guy's name, Kyle, you got a hard one to pronounce. Is it Jory?
Java Jory.
Welcome back to, hey, to your to old here. Stomping grounds.
Great to be here, David. Really appreciate you having us over.
And we're also joined with owner of 507, Sean Rendonillo. We're going to get there. Turkey Day dash race director, Janelle Achenbach.
Yes.
All right. Got through everybody's names.
Nailed it.
We can move on then.
Wasn't easy.
So I kind of gave it away by identifying your title and why you're here today, Janelle. But Kyle, talk to me a little bit about why y'all are here.
Exactly. That's a great question. So last time we chatted, in fact, David, I think it was on this very podcast as I was leaving the Acorn. I said, though, even though I was leaving my role, I plan to fully stay involved in the community. And when I said that, I pretty much meant it, but I had no idea that when I went to my new job, I would get this amazing opportunity to lead a group that is bringing back the Turkey Day Dash. Which will
awesome.
has an amazing history. But I showed up on day one, and one of the first things Sean and Amber, Sean's wife, of course, who they're both owners of the coffee shop, said they wanted to do was, hey, what's going on with the Turkey Day Dash? Let's get it back. And that's how this all started.
Well, and that's really exciting for me to hear as a resident, a lifelong resident of Thousand Oaks. Kyle, I don't think I've shared this with you, but to me, there were two things that kind of I looked forward to every year. One was growing up was doing the Turkey Day Dash, and the other one was the Canal Valley Days Parade. Those two things, I feel like, were part of the city that we lost. And when Kyle started to tell me that this was something that was rumbling and growing, I got really excited. Sean, I want to ask you kind of why was this important to 507 to spearhead this and bring it back?
Yeah, so funnily enough, my wife, Amber, when we first started dating, she had just tweeted or Instagram posted just a couple months before that a meme making fun of those people who get up early on their one day off of work on a holiday and go out and run in the cold. And yet within our first year of dating, we attended the Turkey Day Dash together, and we just had such a great time. And it was such a huge part of what we loved attending and sort of worked collaboratively with what we wanted to create with 507, which is greater community in Thousand Oaks, built around health, gratitude, and just being active. And so that was something the Turkey Day Dash was beautiful about, because how often do you get to see your neighbors on a day when you're not working, you're focused on gratitude, there's just so much to be thankful for and excited about. Usually we're like stressed, we're going and going and going. And so we loved that. And when, you know, COVID hit and some things fall by the wayside, we were just talking, we were thinking, man, if we could just have one more strong person on our team, we can maybe bring this back. And that's where Kyle came in.
Awesome. That's a cool story. And Janelle, I want to ask you, because your history with this event goes back a little further than these two. So kind of tell us a little bit about how you got involved initially and how long you've been doing this.
Yeah. So I was the initial race director when we first started Turkey Day Dash. At that point, I was the membership and fitness director for the Conejo Valley YMCA. And it was a board member who actually was very passionate about starting a 5K and wanting to do it on Thanksgiving Day. And I have to say, even though I'm a runner and it fits right in with our whole mission as the Y and everything that I love about this community, I was not initially excited about the idea because, again, it's one of my few days off, and now I'm going to be up early in the morning preparing this event. But the first year was, I was sold. It was such an amazing event. We were hoping for maybe 500 runners, and we had 750 people out there, families of all ages, and just got a chance to really see the community coming together, all the reasons that we do it. And I've been a big part of my family's traditions since then, and I'm so excited to be back around.
Yeah, and I'll say, I was looking at your website you guys have up for it right now, which is let's
turkeydaydash.org.
And I got a little history about the event, which was cool. I appreciated that. 2004 is when this started. And if we could go down memory lane really quick, I started doing it in 2012 when you all were running at the Oaks Mall.
Oaks Mall, yep.
After talking with you, though, you told me there was a version of it prior to that, which I didn't know about. So
at the time when we first started it was when we were currently building the Miller Family YMCA in Dos Vientos. So we ran it up in Dos Vientos the first 3 years, I believe, because we wanted to bring something to that community, let them know that the Y was coming out there. And these are the kinds of things that the Y stands for, is building strong kids, strong families, strong communities. So it was great out there, but we kind of outgrew that space, and we really needed a little more central location. And we had this amazing opportunity with the Oaks to come on board and have it there. And it's a morning when they're shut down. And so I was able to design that course and then have it there for quite a few years. And yeah, it was great.
It was really mm-hmm. fun at the Oaks Mall. I've loved it at Cal mm-hmm. Lutheran, and mm-hmm. That's where we're going back to this yeah. year, I understand. Yeah. So kind of, well, was that a tough thing to get going and get Cal Lutheran back involved?
Well, what I really want to show, one of the most fascinating things about this, David, and I appreciate you having us on. News is all about being timely, and let's be honest, we're still 5 months out from the big event, so maybe you'll have us on closer. But what I think it's fun to talk about now is there's so many things that had to fall into place, whether you believe in faith or just luck, or just so many things had to come together to get to where we are right now. Again, obviously it started with Sean and Amber coming to me and saying, hey, let's look into this thing. And then it turns out that your dad, if you don't mind me putting you on the spot, Paul Lopez, he was also inquiring about the event because he's a member of the Kiwanis Club. Mm-hmm. So we knew we needed a nonprofit partner. We knew from the beginning it's always been a charity event. But we were going in not knowing if the Y was just done. Like, we didn't know, are they ready to just pass it off? So we said, we need to find a nonprofit partner. And right away, there was your dad, who was so excited about the event. He signed on right away. And then it was all about, what does the Y have to say? And they're not here to speak for themselves, but this is really what they explained, is that the event went away, obviously, in 2020, COVID. They had no choice. But after that, the staff has really gotten smaller. I mean, mm-hmm. Janelle mentioned the Canale mm-hmm. Valley YMCA, which is not open any longer. The Miller Family YMCA is not. So mm-hmm. the amount of people, the workload got so big on their staff, and it had been so successful. They just said, we don't have the staff to do it. We love the event. We don't want to give it up. We want this to be part of the Y. And they... And so they were immediately willing to say, hey, we'll partner with you guys. You do a lot of the heavy lifting. In exchange, we'll set you up with all of our old marketing mm-hmm. materials, all our connections. I mean, I can't stress enough, the Y has been a great partner for us. Mm-hmm. But they said, you, 507, Kiwanis, and we'll get to the scouts. You do the work. We'll do everything else. And they went for it. So we were thrilled.
So you kind of answered my next question, which mm-hmm. Kiwanis of Thousand Oaks, Southeastern YMCA,
yep,
and the Boy Scouts. Kind of talk about how we landed on those three. Obviously, we just did the YMCA, but Kiwanis and the Boy Scouts. I'd love to hear from you guys kind of how that all
you
came
tell
together.
The Scouts, or do you mind?
You can speak okay. on that. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's actually really interesting. So obviously, I said Kiwanis came through, you know, your dad and that connection there. And then when we had reached out to the Y and they gave us an answer, immediately they called back and said, oh, you should know there's a local family, a local mom, Elizabeth Zernick, and she had also approached us about doing the Dash. And you should know that she, in the meantime, she had not got an answer back. She had planned her own event, approached the park district. Her son, if that name rings a bell, he sadly passed away in January. He was hiking out near Mount Boney. He slipped and fell, a 22-year-old kid, just a tragedy. Sean can talk. He had a connection to the family. A lot of people, I mean, it's a city, but it's a small town. Mm-hmm. And so I talked to Sean and Amber, what do we do about this? And they said, let's fold them in. They had a heart for Elizabeth and her family and what had happened. So we approached her, not knowing how she would respond, because she had done some work to get it going. But she eventually agreed to just kind of join the forces with us. And we immediately said, let's use this as an opportunity to honor your son, Zach, was his name. And so we immediately came up with this. It was Sean's idea, the Zach Zernick Mile. So in addition to the 5K, you're going to be able to walk the Zach Zernick Mile. And that Elizabeth's, her one request was, Zach was an Eagle Scout. He was a Boy Scout his whole life. He did so many different things, but one of his passions was the Scouts. And she said, I will do this with you. I will let you use my son's name and honor him, but let's honor the Scouts. And so that's why we said, let's do it. And Sean's as a Scout history, I was a Scout. So we went for it. It was really magic how it all happened. Mm.
Yeah. It's what Kyle sort of spoke on or alluded to, is just what a tight-knit circle this Thousand mm-hmm. Oaks community is. I think that's why so many of us love it here, mm-hmm. Is, you know, we found out Janelle had been the race director. I'd just been at her house the night before for a church small group. Kyle's like, meeting with Janelle. I said, Janelle? and to honor Zach, who's a wonderful Eagle Scout, as well as myself, I was an Eagle Scout, so the Boy Scouts is a close connection. And we had taken dance classes with his parents back before 507 opened. And so it's really an honor to honor him, because the Turkey Dash was one of his favorite events that Thousand Oaks offered, just like you, one of those things that we have to look forward to. So that's been really beautiful and sort of adds a little extra level of importance to what we're doing. This isn't just sort of a frivolous pursuit, but this is something that brings people together.
And I should just say, it's important to point out that we could not do this without our nonprofit partners. Now, they are going to be receiving the proceeds, but the reality is 507 is only so many employees. The YMCA used to have a pretty good big group to do it. So without the Kiwanis, without Scouts offering up their members on race day to be there, we couldn't do this event. So we're happy to be raising funds for them. That's why we're doing this. But we're also thrilled they're going to be helping making this happen. But that's, I want to point out, but one thing crazy about Janelle being here is that I literally did not know her connection to the Dash. We attend church together, we're family friends, and I just knew she was a runner. That's all I knew about. She was a runner. And I said, hey, will you help me with this? And she tells me again, so that's kind of all these crazy things that happened, that she just happened to be there. And I, you know, she agreed to do it, but I think.
And Janelle, to that, and kind of talk a little bit about, and we got into this before they joined us, but talk a little bit about what your position does and how you're able to help these two get this thing over the finish line.
Yeah, well, I mean, I just have to say that it's such an honor to be back doing this again, because I do have such a heart for this community. I'm also a Thousand Oaks native, and yes, I do miss the Kanawha Valley Days Parade, but I am really excited to be a part of this event. And so, when Kyle approached me this time about, you know, okay, can you come in and help? I'm now a nurse at Los Robles. I have two young kids. I'm just, you know, in a different season of life where this is not my full-time job. And I thought, well, I don't know if I can commit to all that right now, but I'll be there. I'll help you. I'll be your consult every step of the way, because I'm really excited about this coming back. And he said, well, I think you just need to, like, go home, think about it, pray about it, like, just consider helping me be our race director. And the more I thought about it, I thought, well, you know, it's kind of tricky for somebody who is local news guy turned coffee shop guy to walk in and ask for ask to be, you know, for donations, or to walk into the city for permits when you don't have experience in this. And so I said, you know, this is such something that's so near and dear to my heart. The Conejo Valley community as a whole is so near and dear to my heart, and I would love to give back in this way. So I'm really excited to be back on board again and to be a part of the whole planning and all the details getting into it.
And I just want to kind of conclude that conversation about the community and specifically the Zach Zernick portion of it. I thought, when I was looking at this and talking about doing a podcast episode with some of the editors around here, when I saw that, that's when I went, okay, this is something we can do at this point. And that really stamped the community aspect of it to me. And more than just, you know, my dad's in Kiwanis, but they're going to be benefiting from this. But this is really something you guys are doing for the greater good and for the community. And that's really cool. And the fact that it's benefiting those three different nonprofits, I just think it's got everything you look for in an event like this. And it screams Thousand Oaks and Kanawha Valley to me. So I'm excited that it's back. To that end, I want to talk about sponsorships. I was looking through your site. I saw some typical heavy hitters. Athens is up there.
Yes. Don't speak ill of Athens, because they have a dirty job, literally. But they were one of the first companies I reached out to, and one of the first to reply. It was amazing.
The fact that they're already there. I know they've been big in the community as well, it aligns with what they're doing. So talk a little bit about sponsorship opportunities for other businesses that might be hearing this and thinking it might be something they want to get involved
with. That obviously is one of our bigger challenges. The Y had a really big network, and they're obviously helping us along with this. But, you know, we are going out to people for the first time with a new group, and they are sometimes saying, coffee shop, you're doing a race. Let me explain that. So it takes some explaining. We think my pitch to sponsors right now is join into this energy. Like, we have this magic going. Be part of this. Again, can things fall into place to bring this back for the greater good? Because it really was talking to Janelle, talking to Sean and Amber, where I really was able to, because I'll admit, you know, as the Acorn editor, I got to attend a lot and see a lot of things. I was not a Turkey Day Dash guy. I was not a really? Runner. there's not a video of this, David, so yeah. It won't be as funny. That they really showed me and opened my eyes. Now I'd see photos of it. I knew how many people went there, but just its special meaning. So my pitch to sponsors is, yeah, help bring this tradition back. When you have a tradition like a Kaneo Valley Days Parade, like a chili cook-off, like a Turkey Day Dash, when these things go away, they typically go away for good. They don't come back. It takes a lot of energy, a lot of people. So, hey, I'm saying to them, be part of this. And we think it's going to get a lot of attention because of some of these storylines we're sharing here. I appreciate, obviously, David, you giving us this opportunity. That's what I'm saying. This is a special year in the Dash's history. It was gone, for people that don't know the background, it was 15 years. Then gone for the last three. So, I mean, it's right on that edge. And that's when we were deciding to when to do it. We said, we don't, want to get it back as soon as possible. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I'm saying to businesses, be a part of it. Help us bring it back. You're going to get the attention, obviously the typical sponsor, signs, yeah. Signage, everything like that. But yeah, there's a lot still out there. We're still out there hunting our big title sponsor. The way we're putting it, 507 is in some ways a title sponsor, but more of the host. Our name is going to be attached to it. We're putting a lot of resources into it. And shout out to Sean and Amber for, as a small business, believing in this enough to take that risk and make that investment. But yeah, we're hoping a big business, if you're out there listening and you want to you're inspired right now and you want to attach yourself to this event, dash at the507.com.org. .org. Geez, I had it already here. Reach out to me. Give me a call. Get in touch. We'd love to work with you, and we're excited to see who else gets on board.
Sean?
Yeah, there's not a lot of opportunities day in and day out to join in with 507, all that we're working on, because we've got, the coffee shop, which if you've been there recently, it is popping. It's a vibrant, beautiful community, always flowing out of there. Right before COVID, we did the Art and Music Festival. A lot of celebrities attended, a huge success. And for this one, though, this is big. This is exciting what we're doing, we're creating, and we can't do it by ourselves. And so we need these other organizations to come in, join us, and be attached to what is happening in Thousand Oaks.
Sean, so I want to ask you, and this is kind of just as a general question about running on Thanksgiving morning. Kind of what did it do for your day? How did it set you up? Because I know how it made me feel. I just kind of want to hear from someone else. How did it make you feel doing that event Thanksgiving morning?
Yeah, well, I'm one of those crazy people who wakes up before the sun has come up and get my exercise in first thing in the morning because I just love the way it helps me to feel the rest of the day. But Thanksgiving specifically, there's a few things. One is that Thanksgiving itself is kind of out of our control, right? You got family, you got cooking, you got these responsibilities. But it's like, I woke up early and I exercise and I have full control over that. Two is that surrounded by people that you love and that you like, ideally, maybe. And then three as well is when you have that activity, that exercise in the morning, that movement, and then the big meal comes, you've got so much more room for the food that we're about to consume.
Or a little less guilt, maybe. Yeah,
exactly.
Well, and it's fun because I feel like Thanksgiving is Christmas without the expectations of gifts.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And that's why it's so special to me. But Janelle, I want to...
I think just to dovetail on that too, I mean, one of the things that I love about this event, as a runner who's done 5Ks and up to marathons and such, this event draws a lot of non-runners in, walkers. You get whole families out there racing together or walking, or strollers and moms and little ones and grandparents. And so it's really, really fun for me to see people that wouldn't normally do a 5K, be out there doing something healthy with their families. And it's a unique opportunity for that I think you don't see on a 5K in the middle of the summer,
yeah,
for example.
Maybe we need to change the branding, because I had written in, if you're not first, you're last. So, I mean, families are invited. Everyone's invited. That's what I meant to say.
I did see, are we doing some new stuff this year? I saw turkey contest. Or costume contest?
Well, it's not new yet. The Dash had done that for many years. Costumes, yeah.
Maybe I was just a late arriver before. I didn't know okay.
Yeah. So if you want to come dressed as a turkey, or a turkey Thanksgiving themed costume, or group costumes with your family.
A gaggle of turkeys?
We would love that. would love the idea of it being, getting into the spirit of the day.
Did I also see finisher medals?
Of course,
Okay. Okay.
Finished rails. And we have in-house, Pam Moydell has been incredible, and she designed the website, the flyers, our new logo. Mm-hmm. And so we'll be utilizing that in the new finisher medals. We have, of course, there's a lot of vibrant music scene around mm-hmm. here. Thankfully, I'm on the board of TO Arts, and so we have like that connection as well. And so we're going to try to get some live music out there. DJ, it's going to be like a fun start to the day.
Mm-hmm. So you mentioned earlier, we're still months out, but if I'm interested and I want to sign up, where do I go?
You can do it right now. In fact, it is advantageous of you to do it right now. There is what we call our early bird discount right now through sometime in September. Again, the website, www.turkeyday-.org. Right at the top, you'll see an opportunity to register. And I should point out one thing that Janelle was really adamant about, and we went back and forth, was when she was at the Y, to have a family discount. That's mm-hmm. that's one big thing they did. So we added up an option there where three or more, now you're supposed to be in the same family, people sign up together. There's an additional discount on top of that just to encourage people to come out there together. And David, I do want to say, as the one non-runner in this group, I just realized I'm the only one in this room who's probably not done a 5K.
Yet.
True, Janelle's, I promised her I will do one before the dash. One thing, if you hear this and you're like, I would never do it. It's Thanksgiving. It's family, food, football. The thing to keep in mind with the dash is we get there early, but we're gone early.
Yeah.
So you're starting, the vet festivities are starting around 7:30. The mile gets underway at 8. The 5K at 8:30. Mm-hmm. You're done. And if you don't want to stick around, right? You're done
at
9:30.
Get that turkey in the oven.
Exactly. So there's plenty of time. I've been saying to people, you're back by the first kickoff. I know you're a Lions fan. Mm-hmm.
You'll be able to catch your
Lions. But you can get back. You have your whole day ahead of you. So don't discount it like, oh, Thanksgiving. Because I think that's what I did. Mm-hmm. I thought, oh, this is my time alone and I'm going to, but you can have your whole day ahead of you and all these positive vibes they talked about to bring and carry into that. So that's
plus you get to see Java Jory in the short shorts, running shorts, and the singlet.
Are we trying to sell toys? Sell stuff here?
I don't know about that.
I was also going to mention this event's so awesome and I'm so stoked it's coming back. We have a family tradition now where we go out to Vegas. My in-laws live in Las Vegas every Thanksgiving. We're staying back to run this and then go after. But that just speaks to you can still have your day and, mm-hmm. and do everything you need to afterwards and get in a 5K in the morning. So mm-hmm. it's an awesome event. I'm so glad it's back. I really appreciate the three of you coming in, spending some time here at the Acorn office and breaking bread with us and talking about the Turkey Trot. Turkey Day Dash.
Yeah.
Everyone wants to call it that. I had Y members that were convinced it was a trot. I'm like, no, it's the dash.
The Turkey Trot is in San Diego, and I'm pretty sure it's trademarked, so we have our own.
Don't sue us, San Diego.
It's the dash.
All right.
Well, the dash is back.
The dash is back.
We're spreading the word. Hashtag the dash is back. And can I really quickly, Dave, we have an Instagram account. We're getting our socials off the ground. You're going to see a lot more soon. But Turkey Day Dash TO is our Instagram handle. Check that out. We're going to be doing a lot of fun stuff there. Got a little promo video in the works, so you're going to be hearing from us more. We won't ask to come on again until maybe before the dash, but we're really excited. It means a lot, seriously, for you to give us this opportunity to come on.
Well, thank you guys. We appreciate it, and thank you.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.